this blog is called Weekly 50, but at this point, it might almost be called Weekly Fuji because I take so many pictures with that Fuji camera. But that's okay. I like it. And just because I take some with that doesn't mean I can't take others with other lenses. This one here happens to be taken with a Fuji. And I guess I shouldn't say it happens to be. It was deliberately taken with a Fuji. And there, I would have never got this with another camera for a couple reasons. First of all, the wide field of view. We're looking at a 23 millimeter lens on a 35 on a crop sensor, so it's a 35 mil equivalent. And I don't have a lens that goes that wide for any of my Nikons. And 35 is not that wide, but because most of my pictures are family, casual, and then some portraits, I don't need a really wide lens. I don't really do a lot of landscape photography, but the Fuji's great because it's a nice little compromise. 35 is a fantastic focal length to get it wide enough for a scene like this, but narrow enough to get some people without distortion. So I had that Fuji with me on a really nice overcast day at work, and I brought it out to Theta Pond, and that camera has a built-in ND filter. And that's something that you really don't appreciate until you need it. And the idea that you can just click a button and a physical ND filter pops over the internal portion of the sensor or the lens. I'm not sure where it is, but it's a physical ND filter. It's not a simulated software filter. And it activates, and suddenly you can get much slower shutter speeds in broad daylight, or in this case, in overcast daylight. So on this, my goal was to get a 1 second exposure, and I was able to get really low to the ground, and I took a burst of shots to get one that was nice and smooth. And I probably took a dozen or maybe even 20 pictures just like this. And I really like the perspective on this, the down low perspective. I'm just a few inches off the water here. I didn't have a tripod, so I literally set my camera on one of the rocks by the pond. It was angled a little bit, so I had to rotate it in post to get the horizon nice and flat. But this is a 1 second exposure, and it's nice and sharp. And I there's no way I could have gotten this with another camera, not without getting an ND filter for it and then screwing that on. And so I don't want to say it's impossible, because of course it's possible to do that. I just don't have ND filters for my other cameras, and it wouldn't have been as easy and convenient as it was to get this photo. So I had a great time getting this photo. It didn't require much editing in post, and I'm really happy with the final image because the nice motion trails. And I also had to pay attention to where the fountain was in relation to the background. And a little, if I would have shifted my view to left or right, the fountain sticking up would have been in the middle of the tree or in the middle of the sky. But I deliberately placed it so that it was shooting up with all the greenery in the background, so you could really see it. And I hope that works. I hope it creates a sense of a cleaner composition and a more intentional composition. I hope you like this picture. I do. I've taken lots of ThetaPond pictures, and this, I think, is one of my favorites. It really worked out well.